A suspect has been arrested in last week's killing of Mexican photojournalist Ruben Espinoza. He and four women were found dead inside an apartment in a middle-class neighborhood of Mexico City. The arrested suspect reportedly has a criminal record and two others are at large. Espinoza is said to have been tortured before he was shot in the head. The targeting of journalists is a familiar story in Mexico. More than 100 have been killed since the year 2000, according to Human Rights Watch. But Alfredo Corchado says this one is different. Corchado is the Dallas Morning News correspondent and the author of the book Midnight in Mexico, A Reporter's Journey Through a Country's Descent into Darkness. And he's with us now from Mexico City. Alfredo, welcome.
Hey, Peter. Thank you for having me on the show.
Sure. Tell us more about the work that Ruben Espinoza was doing that got him into trouble.
Well, Ruben was, he wasn't really covering organized crime, which is one of the things that surprises many colleagues. He was much more focused on social issues. Some of the protests, whether they involve students of the disappear, the Yosinapa massacre last fall, the disappearance, the killing of his colleagues. There was one particular photograph that, from the allegations that we've heard, and that authorities have said, a photograph that involved the beating up of students in the state of Veracruz. And apparently Ruben got into a lot of trouble after that photograph appeared because it suggests that state authorities were behind the beating of these students.
So is there some thought that the government then is responsible for his death?
Well, no one has been able to prove that the governor is linked to the violence and to the attacks against journalists. This is the governor of Veracruz, Javier Duarte. Yet many colleagues have expressed suspicion, including Ruben Espinoza and one of the four people killed, who in taped interviews said, if something was to happen to me, I hold Duarte responsible for that. Mm. There's some chilling interviews that Ruben gave just a few weeks ago.
And speaking of chilling, you write this detail in a recent story of yours that at Ruben's funeral, his dog Cosmos would not leave the side of his coffin, just terribly sad. You called Espinoza's death, though, a new low. And I wonder, Alfredo, how could that be? You've been following Mexico and its politics for many years, and you've seen journalists be targeted before. What's different this time?
It's a new low because we live in La Ciudad, the city, Mexico City. This is the bubble, and I think the bubble has burst. I mean, this is a safe haven from much of the mayhem that's been happening across the country for more than a decade, if not decades now. And there was a sense of a degree of confidence that we all operated under some kind of protection. I think Ruben's killing breaks that confidence. It breaks that safety net. As a colleague told me recently, that safety net is coming undone. It's just torn to pieces.
Why was Mexico City a place where these murders didn't traditionally happen?
This is a capital. I mean, I think for a long time we want to believe that things like that don't happen, although we've been proven wrong. I mean, we've had narco killings. We've had other ominous signs that suggest that we're really not that far removed from the rest of the country. But this was the first killing against a Mexican journalist in a long, long time. I mean, I think the last high-profile killing was in 1984 with a journalist by the name of Manuel Buendía. Mm. So I think for 25, 30 years, we've lived under this sense of a false sense of confidence.
If this was happening in Veracruz, though, why was Ruben Espinoza killed in Mexico City?
Ruben had left Veracruz right after that photo was taken in early June.
Afraid for his life, basically.
He feared for his life. He came to Mexico City. He thought this would be a great place for a self-imposed exile. He did talk to authorities, but he never filed a formal complaint or sought formal protection because he didn't trust the authorities. Instead, he sought protection from other organizations, NGOs, human rights activists, and so forth. Mm-hmm. But he was very, very vocal, and he believed, according to people who knew him, that being vocal, that speaking up about this would offer him some kind of protection.
You say Mexico City was this kind of sanctuary for journalists. So what does it mean then that Ruben Espinoza was killed in that city?
I think it's an ominous turning point, not just for journalists like myself, but for journalists, colleagues, whether they're Mexican or foreign. I think we're all worried. I mean, I would like to continue believing that being a U.S. citizen gives me some kind of protection, where if something was to happen to me or another foreign colleague, we wouldn't be just another number. But I would be remiss if I didn't say that this is, at least in my case, it's made me think, you know, otherwise. And I think that's why it's so important for the authorities, state authorities, federal authorities, authorities in Mexico City, to try to get to the bottom of this. Because, in many ways, I mean, the story is bigger. It's really freedom of expression. And I think that's really what's at stake here.
I'm talking with Alfredo Corchado of the Dallas Morning News, based in Mexico City. And we're talking about photojournalist Ruben Espinoza, who was killed recently for his work in Mexico City. And Alfredo, I want to ask you, I remember covering the Mexican presidential elections in 2012. I was in Mexico. And the promise from President Enrique Peña Nieto was that he would reform security in the country. It was a key to his platform. Where are we? Has he failed on that promise?
Well, if you look at the government statistics and if you listen to what the government of Peña Nieto has said recently, that the homicides are actually on the way down. You talk to people on the streets, you talk to people in key states, and they don't believe that. They don't buy that. I mean, the government of Peña Nieto, Enrique Peña Nieto, they've been very, very effective in trying to change the narrative in this country, that it's not just about violence, that Mexico is much more than violence. It's the economy, it's other things. But you don't get that from regular people. There are states, you know, whether it's Veracruz, Tamaulipas, whether it's Michoacán, obviously Guerrero, and other states that are still seeing violence. And it's not just violence, Peter, but it's extortions, it's kidnappings.
Corruption.
It's corruption, and it's impacting people on a much, much more personal level.
And we just saw, of course, who could forget the images of Chapo Guzman, the Sinaloan cartel leader, escaping from prison through a tunnel. The state of the cartels doing business in Mexico still just as strong as the day when Peña Nieto took office.
Strong, and many will tell you that it's also more deadly. I mean, back in the day, I mean, back when I started covering this, late 90s, early 2000s, I mean, there was, you know, 3, 4, 5, maybe big cartels. And now people talk about more than 75, 80 criminal organizations, which means that, you know, many, many more neighborhoods across the country feel that much more unsafe. Mm.
Let's go back to Ruben Espinoza, who was covering all of the unrest that's still going on in Mexico. He was under the watchful eye of a group that was supposed to protect journalists called Periodistas de a Pie. And after Espinoza's killing, one of the group's members said that they had failed him by not protecting him. And I wonder, how could they possibly have protected him?
Well, I think that's exactly why the question was posed. I mean, it was a very poignant question. And it was not just Periodistas de Pie. I mean, Ruben sought help from other organizations like Artículo 19. But the question was really, why are we in this position of trying to offer protection when this is really the government's role? This is what the government should be doing.
Right.
In recent years, I mean, the Human Rights Commission has come out and said, you know, 90% of all cases, of all attacks, of all murders, homicides against journalists, they've all remained unsolved. So if you kill one journalist, you kill another when nothing happens, I mean, they just continue killing you again because they can. And I think groups like Periodistas de Pie are beginning to ask that question. Why are we in this position of trying to do something when it doesn't really correspond us to try to promise some of these journalists protection?
And there you are in Mexico City writing about this, talking about this, probably worried about this. Why do you stay there? I mean, you're an American citizen. You could come home.
It's a very difficult question, Peter. And it's a question I think a lot of my family members, I know my mother asks me all the time, loved ones. I see it as it's both a personal story. It's a professional reasons. I mean, I was born in Mexico, grew up in the United States. I think I've lived half my life in Mexico. And I think it's there's a responsibility among journalists who have more protection to try to tell these stories so that the killings, the murders, the disappearance of more than 120,000 people in nearly 10 years is not forgotten. I mean, I think if something always troubles me about the United States, about Americans, is that they don't really know what's happening in Mexico. There's a sense of, oh, it's just another, that's country south of the border. There's so much corruption, people are killing each other. But I think there has to be much more awareness. And if you talk to victims in Mexico, they say Americans have to do much more to try to pressure from abroad the change that they're looking for, you know, to try to build a civil society. It's not going to happen just with Mexicans working it here. I mean, I think there's a sense that this is a shared responsibility. There has to be much more attention. And what do you do as a journalist? I mean, you try to raise awareness. You try to shine the light. You try to hold the powerful accountable.
Alfredo Corchado is the Dallas Morning News correspondent in Mexico. He's telling us about the death of photojournalist Ruben Espinosa. Alfredo Corchado, thank you very much.
Peter, thank you very much.